that nothing can stand against him. There is power in the name we declare, power to all who hear. Believe that he will meet you, set you free. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's hope in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard. He can change your heart if you'll only believe. There's life in the name of Jesus. There's faith in his word to release us. His promise is sure, and it can be yours if you'll only receive. Well, he said he came not to condemn, but to bring us life again and reach into our hearts. It's not that far. You shall be free indeed. Believe and he will meet you where you are. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's hope in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard. He can change your heart if you only believe. There's life in the name of Jesus. There's faith in his word to release us. There's power in the name of Jesus. To him who believes, to him who receives, there is power in Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's hope in the name of Jesus. Nothing can stand against his command if you'll only believe. There's life in the name of Jesus. There's faith in his word to release us. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you. I pray that Jesus is blessing you. I pray that you would know how important it is to bring Jesus back to America, because they really are taking Jesus out of every facet of this nation. Yes, Jesus seemed to be a threat to the society of America. Jesus was once, everyone used to behold truth, and everyone used to love Jesus. Unfortunately, today we're living in a very corrupt society. Unfortunately, today Jesus seems to be a threat everywhere we turn. We really need Jesus, and we really need him now. We really need Jesus. We really need him back. And I tell you, you might say, I don't know a whole lot about the Bible, but all you need to really know is the name of Jesus. Study your Bible, but study, you know, the King James Version, or, you know, here's the thing. A lot of the Bibles that have been produced have slowly taken the name of Jesus out. So a lot of the great theologians that believe that the King James Version is probably the closest. But Jesus is what we need in our society. And I know a lot of you today, you're thinking, why is Jesus so important, or why would Jesus be such a threat to the United States of America. Why would Jesus be such a threat? I mean, it's just Jesus. I mean, he raised the dead, he healed the sick, he made the lame walk. Why is Jesus such a threat to the United States of America? Well, number one is because Jesus is God. You see, Jesus is God, and Jesus is about sovereignty, Jesus is about liberty, and Jesus is about freedom. And the reason why we had freedom in America was because of Jesus. There was no way, there's no other under the sun that gave us that kind of freedom. It was Jesus and Jesus alone. But unfortunately today in our society, the name of Jesus has become such a dirty word in this politically correct America we live in today. So many things are happening, and the Ohio State House banned Christian pastors from using the name of Jesus. The use of Jesus has been forbidden in all prayers, opening sessions of the new North Carolina State House. Last year, the Federal Appeals Court ruled that prayer before a commission meeting in Fourth County, North Carolina, that included the name of Jesus was unconstitutional. Earlier this year, the Florida Atlantic University student had refused to stomp on the name of Jesus, and he was banned from class. A student from Sonoma State University was ordered to take off a cross when she was wearing because someone could be offended. A teacher in New York was fired for giving a Bible to the students. Yes, Jesus seems to be harmless Jesus. Jesus that's knocking on your heart right now. Jesus that wants you to know the truth. Jesus that is the only way to the Father seems to be a threat in America. So why is Jesus automatically being thrown out of our schools, thrown out of our hospitals, thrown out of our military, thrown out of our churches? Well, it's simply, we have a bunch of cheaters that have hijacked our society. Bunch of foreign operatives. They've hijacked our society, and they are a bunch of cheaters, and their only goal is to push their agenda. What about a high school track team that was disqualified earlier this year because of one runner made a gesture thanking God? Volunteer chaplains in the police department, they have been banned from using the name of Jesus. Chaplains in the military has been banned using the name of Jesus. I mean, a federal judge threatened incarceration to a high school valedictorian unless she removed reference to Jesus from her graduation speech. City officials prohibit senior citizens from praying over their meals. I mean, if you have a Christian, do not put your elderly in some of these nursing homes because they no longer can say the name of Jesus. They no longer can sing gospel music, and they're trying to ban senior activities that has anything to do with the religious message concerning Jesus. You wonder why you're always disqualified from a job? It's because you're simply not evil enough. You wonder why you can't get a job? It's because you haven't sold your soul to Satan. Public schools are preventing students from handing out flyers of the name of Jesus. Public universities are banning Christian organizations because it's required its officers to adhere to the statement of faith at the university that disagreed with. The U.S. Department of Justice argued from the Supreme Court that the federal government can tell churches and synagogues which pastors and rabbis it can hire and fire. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs banned the mention of God from veterans' funerals, overriding the wishes of a lot of deceased families. A federal judge held the prayer before the State House of Representatives could be to Allah, but not to Jesus. So prayers of the State House of Representatives can be to Allah, but it cannot be to Jesus. I don't know about you guys, but there's a major attack on Jesus in America today. Oh, it's unbelievable how Jesus simply more and more attacks on Jesus. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation was absolutely outraged when it heard about this. They demanded that the commander of the base, Colonel Brian Duffy, do something about the anti-secular diatribe that Reyes had authored. When he talked to him, he had a speech about Jesus. You know, unfortunately, a lot of atheists are moving in this nation. Unfortunately, there's a lot of not only atheists, we have agnostics, humanists, Muslims. Everybody is coming against Jesus. Let's be honest. There's a war on Jesus in America. There's a war on Jesus. The MRFF is a very insidious organization. It is headed up by a man, and I'm not going to mention his name. He has called Christians human monsters, an enemy of the United States Constitution. And this guy convinced that sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ while in the military is sedition and treason and should be punished as such. You know, you would think that people like this guy would be dismissed as lunatics, but unfortunately, under this new government, people are going along with this. I wonder today if there's a purge in America. I wonder today if there's a purge against Christians. I tell you, you know, war game scenario in Fort Leavenworth has identified Christian groups and evangelical groups as being potential threats. In 2009, Department of Homeland Security memorandum that identified future threats to national security coming from evangelical and pro-life groups. A West Point study released at the U.S. Military Academy Combat and Terrorism Center that linked pro-lifers to terrorism. Evangelical leaders Franklin Graham was uninvited from the Pentagon's National Day of Prayer service because of his comment about Islam. Christian prayers were banned at the funeral service for veterans at a Houston National Cemetery. Bibles were banned at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, a decision that would later rescinded. Christian crosses and steeples were removed from chapels in Afghanistan because of the military said it's an icon, disrespects other religions. For much more on all this, it just goes on and how there's a direct attack on the name of Jesus in the United States when Jesus is what made this country free. Jesus is what made this nation strong. Jesus is what made us have a strong economy. Jesus is what brought families together. We had Jesus in a nation at one time where we had morality. We had a sense of right and wrong. We had the Ten Commandments. That was a sense of right. We had a good system going on. Then we've been hijacked. We have been taken over. And Satan is really taking over this nation. And I don't know why the name of Jesus has become such a dirty word in politically correct America. I don't know why the name of Jesus has become a dirty word in politically correct America, but it seems to me that Jesus has been censored. It seems to me that Jesus has been censored. I don't know about you today, but there's a lot of cheaters that are making it to the top. And if you love Jesus, then you're becoming more disqualified. I don't know about you, but we're in some deep, deep, deep trouble. We are in some big trouble. I'm here to tell you, I hope today that you would put Jesus back in your house. I pray that you'd put Jesus back out in your schools. You put Jesus back in your government. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. You know, in the United States today, there are very few words that provoke as much outrage as the name of Jesus. It is being banned from graduation ceremonies. Chaplains from all over America are being forbidden from using His name in their prayers. And many school officials all over the nation has become absolutely fanatical about eliminating every trace of Christian expression from their schools. They're doing everything that they can to get rid of Jesus. One elementary school in North Carolina even ordered a little 6-year-old girl to remove the word God from a poem that she had written to honor her grandfather. There's universities that have literally told students to stomp on the name of Jesus, and those that refuse to stomp on the name of Jesus, they kicked out of class. Political correctness is spreading like a cancer in this country. And our freedom of religion is rapidly being transformed into a guarantee of freedom from religion. You hear what I'm saying? Freedom from religion is being rapidly transformed into a guarantee of freedom from religion. They're going to make sure you have no Jesus. They're going to make sure you have freedom from religion. They're going to make sure that anything that's sovereign, they're going to take away and build this one world global religious system. And this is for those that hate the Christian faith. They're going to guarantee that you got freedom from religion. And I'm going to tell your Bible, your cross, your picture, they're working overtime. And without a doubt, there is a war on the Christian faith in America today. It is being waged in our classrooms, our courtrooms, in our churches all over this nation. It is being waged everywhere. There is an excerpt from the speech by Rand Paul who says there is a war on Christianity, not just from the liberal elites here at home, but worldwide. And your government, and more correctly, you, the taxpayer, are funding it. Evidence of this war on Christianity is everywhere these days. It's everywhere. All you got to do is look around. I'm here to tell you, embrace the name of Jesus before it's gone. I'm here to tell you that we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. We need Jesus. And without Jesus, there's no hope. Without Jesus, you have no future for your children. Without Jesus, you have no future for this economy. And without Jesus, I'm going to tell you, all you missionaries that went overseas is because you had support from a good nation. I know, a lot of you are mad at me because I spoke the name of Jesus. A lot of you don't like my ministry because I put Jesus first. I'm not saying I'm good, and I'm not saying I'm bad. But what does that have to do with Jesus? What does that have to do with speaking the name of Jesus? Yeah, we need Jesus back in America. But the name of Jesus has become such a dirty word in America. It has become such a dirty word in America. I don't know why it has become a dirty word in America. I don't know why those that love Jesus are called human monsters or enemy of the United States Constitution when everyone knows that our founding fathers believed in Jesus. I don't know why there's so much hate for Christians. I don't know why they're banning prayers at the funeral services for veterans. I don't know why that they're calling pro-life groups a national threat. Why is Jesus such a threat? Why is Jesus becoming a dirty word? After all, Jesus came to raise the dead. After all, Jesus came to heal the sick. After all, Jesus came to make the blind see. Jesus came to raise the little girl back to health. Jesus comes to restore marriages. But now all of our marriage counselors tell people it's okay to divorce. Now our chaplains tell everyone it's okay to die. Instead of telling you to fight to live. I don't know why they wanted to ban the Bibles out of Walter Reed Army Medical Centers, and I don't really know why they want to remove every steeple or remove any crosses in Afghanistan, except there's a strong war on Jesus. When are we going to take a stand for Jesus? When are we going to fight to have Jesus back in this nation? When are we going to fight to have Jesus back in the military? When are we going to stand up for our rights? Stop calling Jesus a politically correct, dirty word. When Jesus is what made America great, and America's been hijacked by evil people, and they're using the freedoms that came from Jesus to take away your freedom. All over America, evangelical Christians are being labeled as extremists and hate groups today. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what's going on anymore. I go to church, and they don't want to talk about Jesus. And Christians are becoming one of the most hated minorities in America today. Once of a time would have been unthinkable. But these times are changing dramatically. And all over the United States, those that believe in Jesus are being called extremists. And a lot of Christian organizations are being labeled as hate groups. In fact, a lot of U.S. Army Reserve training presentations recently specify identifying Christians as religious extremists. And I don't know about you, but this should be very chilling to those that love Jesus. Because history has shown us over and over again, when you want to persecute a particular group of people, the first step is always to demonize them. You know, those that believe in Jesus are always being demonized. And this is exactly what is being done today. It's being done today. And this is why we need Jesus. We need Jesus more than ever. We need Jesus in our society more than ever. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yeah, Jesus has become a dirty word. But the only thing that's dirty is those that follow Satan. Those that are dirty are those that follow Satan. Those that are dirty is those that follow religion. Those that are dirty is those that keep their mouth shut. Those that are dirty that has sold Jesus out for silver and gold like Judas, they're dirty. I don't know why Jesus is becoming a dirty word. Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life. Jesus is the way. I don't know what else to tell you. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, so let's take out the only way to heaven. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, "For I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the only way to salvation. No matter how good you are, no matter how religious you are, no matter what you do For God, you could never be good enough or even holy enough to earn salvation. You can never be that. And so Jesus is the way. I don't preach the name of Jesus because I'm good. Matter of fact, what does being good have to do with preaching the name of Jesus? Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. Jesus is the mediator. Maybe today you're saying, how can I know this Jesus even more? How can I know this Jesus anymore? Well, Jesus is being honest with yourself. It is being honest with yourself. It's being honest with yourself and saying, look, I know that there is a God, and His name is Jesus. Dear God in heaven, you can pray this prayer. I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived, and I need your forgiveness. And if you pray that prayer and pray this, I believe that your only forgotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed His precious blood on the cross at Calvary and died for my sins, and I am willing to turn from my sins. The Bible says in His holy word in Romans 10:9 that if you confess the Lord your God and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. And right now, I confess Jesus as the Lord of my soul with my heart. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior, and according to His word, right now I am saved. Thank you, Jesus, for your unlimited grace, which has saved me from my sins. And I thank you, Jesus, that your grace never leads to license, but rather it always leads to repentance. Therefore, Lord Jesus, transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not to myself. And thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me eternal life. Now, if you have said this prayer, and you meant it with your heart, and you have repented of your sins, I believe that you just got saved and are born again. And you might ask, well, how do I know that I'm saved and what's next? Well, first of all, what you need to do is you need to get into a believing church. You need to study the Word of God. And once you have found the right church, I would recommend that you become baptized. You know, and water baptism is a symbol of salvation, of you dying and being raised from the dead. Jesus is what you asked for, and Jesus is what you're going to get. Jesus is what you asked for, and Jesus is what you're going to get. You see, America has been a prosperous nation because of Jesus, but now Detroit is bankrupt and all of our cities are bankrupt. You see, bankruptcy is a reflection of a moral decline. Once you are bankrupt, then it's a reflection of morally bankruptcy. But those of you that accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, God is going to do something with your life. I don't know. I'm just a man. I don't have all the answers either. I got my own struggles. It's hard to believe in Jesus. But why is Jesus such a threat? He didn't do anything to anybody except heal them. He didn't do anything. He fed the 5,000. He didn't do anything to anybody. He raised those that were paralyzed and made walk again. Jesus gave hope. Jesus was the hope of this nation. Somewhere we have lost hope and we've sold Jesus out for silver and gold. I mean, can we be honest that somehow America has become like Judas? Why is Jesus such a dirty word? Why is Jesus such a dirty word to this society? Why do they continue to persecute those that love Jesus in America? Why we embrace Islam? We embrace every other. We embrace atheists and Islam. But we still crucify Jesus. Well, they crucified Jesus in the Bible. And I'm afraid today they're going to start crucifying those that love Jesus in America. They've taken our Constitution, our Second Amendment. And we're entering some very tyrannical times, and the sun is setting. The sun is setting. A lot of you already know this. I don't have the answers, but my gut and my heart tells me that Jesus represented sovereignty. Jesus represented individual liberties, apple pie, and green grass and blue skies. They're destroying our skies, destroying our ozone layers. They've taken Jesus out of every facet of the society. They turn it into a dirty word of called with political correctness. Meantime, families are being demoralized. And you wonder, boy, it doesn't look like there's much hope in this society anymore. Well, there's not. Because Jesus, they've taken Jesus out. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. Please put a picture of Jesus on your wall. I mean, you can order from our ministry if you'd like. We can give you a picture of Jesus, and your purchase of a picture of Jesus supports our ministry. But why is Jesus such a threat? Why has Jesus become a dirty word? Is because Satan is in this nation. I didn't get a whole lot of scripture with you today. But I want to ask you one question. Why is Jesus becoming such a dirty word? Why is the name of Jesus such a threat? And if you answer that, it's because Jesus is God. Jesus is God. And Jesus convicts. We need Jesus back in America. And if you did pray the sinner's prayer, the prayer of salvation, I'd love to hear from you. Jot me an email. Pray for my ministry. My ministry comes under attack a lot by other churches. But you know what? Jesus is the only way. Speak the name of Jesus at work. Speak the name of Jesus when you're going to school. Continue to speak the name of Jesus. Jesus is all we need. We need Jesus, and we need him now.
Showing you and me that nothing can stand against him. There is power in the name we declare, power to all who hear. Believe that he will meet you, set you free. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's hope in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard. He can change your heart if you'll only believe. There's life in the name of Jesus. There's faith in his word to release us. His promise is sure, and it can be yours if you'll only receive. reach into our hearts. It's not that far. If the sun shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Believe and He will meet you where you are. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's hope in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard. He can change your heart if you'll only believe. There's life in the name of Jesus. There's faith in His word to release us. There's power in the name of Jesus. To Him who believes, to Him who receives, there is power in Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's hope in the name of Jesus. Nothing can stand against His command if you'll only believe. There's life in the name of Jesus. There's faith in His word to release.